From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. A widening trade deficit indicating increased consumer demand along with falling unemployment claims are showing the economy may be picking up steam. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
First, the U.S. trade deficit saw some increases in imports, partly because of the surge in demand for cars. The result, economists say, of a rebounding auto industry and the Cash for Clunkers government rebate program, encouraging more dealers to build up their inventory. Overall, imports were up 4.7%. That's the highest monthly gain since 1992. Exports increased as well, but just over 2%. These signs of increased demand do not necessarily mean companies are hiring. While first-time job claims did drop lower than expected, the total number of people on the unemployment rolls nudged up in the late weeks of August. And economists project the unemployment rate will reach 10% by the end of this year. Audie Cornish, NPR News.
President Obama spent a second day promoting his health care plan. The president spoke to a group of nurses who support his overhaul initiative, pointing to the growing number of Americans who are losing their health insurance. The president said the latest figures show it's more important than ever to rework health care. Mr. Obama also said he has accepted the apology of a South Carolina congressman who interjected during the president's nationally televised speech on health care last night. The president says he's accepted an apology from Republican Joe Wilson, who shouted, "You lie," in response to a statement that illegal immigrants would not be covered under the administration's health care initiative. Iraqi President Jalal Talabani has condemned today's truck bombing in northern Iraq that left at least 20 civilians dead, 30 wounded, and 40 buildings destroyed. The deadly attack struck a Kurdish village outside the northern city of Mosul. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
Iraqi security officials said the truck bomb ripped through the village of Wardak in the early hours of the morning, causing a heavy civilian loss of life. Officials said local security men prevented an even worse death toll by stopping and defusing a second truck bomb before it could go off. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack, but in the past, Sunni insurgents with ties to al-Qaeda have targeted small villages in the north. Talabani's statement said today's attack underlines the need to enhance intelligence gathering and security measures in the north. Separately, a coordinated bomb attack at a market in Mahmoudiya, south of Baghdad, killed several Iraqis and wounded dozens. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Baghdad.
The President's Council on Economic Advisers is out with its assessment of the effectiveness of the government's $787 billion economic stimulus package. The Council in a report released today is now estimating the measure put in place earlier this year created as many as 1.1 million jobs by the third quarter and also added substantially to economic growth. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 80 points to close at 9,627. The Nasdaq was up 23 points. The S&P 500 rose 10 points today. This is NPR. Police in Connecticut say they are continuing the search today for a missing Yale University graduate student. They say 24-year-old Annie Lee, a doctoral student in pharmacology, was last seen Tuesday at her laboratory. They say she has not contacted family or friends. Police say the young woman's purse, cell phone, credit cards, and money were all left in her office. Lee, who was of Asian descent, is described as being roughly 4 feet 11 inches tall and weighing about 90 pounds. She was scheduled to be married Sunday, and a woman who worked in the university's pharmacology department says she was excited about the upcoming wedding. NASA is hoping to bring the space shuttle Discovery and its 7-member crew home later this evening, though the weather could be a problem. Meanwhile, a new robotic cargo ship is on its way to the space station after a successful launch that's a milestone for Japan's space agency. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports.
For years, only the space shuttle or Russian spaceships went to the space station. But last year, Europe sent up an unmanned cargo ship. And now, Japan has done the same thing. A rocket blasted off carrying a robotic ship the size of a bus. It holds tons of cargo. If all goes well, it will approach the space station in about a week. The astronauts living there will grab it using the station's robotic arm. Future cargo ships like this one will help keep the station supplied after NASA's planned retirement of the space shuttle next year. Japan's space agency currently has no ship that can carry people up, but experience with unmanned freighters could help Japan someday develop its own vehicle for human spaceflight. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.
Crude oil rose 65 cents a barrel to close at $71.96 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.